Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the post-game show. It's still a fire in the studio. Mike, is everything okay?
You guys have been here in the studio when that thing goes off. That's like the loudest possible sound. And now they're tinkering with it, so I got zero heads up when it's going to go off.
Imagine how that sounds in my headset.
Stop it!
Jesus.
We're in an abandoned building.
Yeah, but do you notice the alarms went off and the air conditioning went off as well? Do you notice that?
It might have been the AC.
That must be, or there's about to be a robbery.
Very annoying to the audience hearing the fire alarm again and again. We heated them out today, boys. Good Lord. When's the last time we talked about one subject for 4 hours?
Well, it's great when you have a local story that translates. Yes, Tom Brenneman. Translates. Yes! What? I'm out of here. I am gone. I'm serious. It popped an eardrum.
Am I the only one of us that didn't wear any pants today for the show? Literally nothing. Just nothing below the waist.
One
of those kind of mornings.
Wait a minute. Do we have a naked Chris? You want to go ahead and do the show as naked Chris? I'm happy to hear. Hold on a second. Let's get the imaging we need so that we do this correctly, because it's been a while since we heard from naked Chris. He was ready to make a segment soar throughout the cosmos there for a while.
We have imaging for naked Chris?
I believe we do have imaging. Do we not have imaging for naked Chris?
Yeah, it's buffering. Hang on.
All right. Okay. Hold on a sec, because the fire alarm's not working and the air conditioning is out.
Keep in mind, it's all off the same pot, so I'm probably going to have to...
God! Time for a sports radio segment. Assault that's time. Let's talk sports with Naked Chris.
Take it away, Naked Chris.
That's right. It's the Naked Chris segment. I throw out the topics, even though I don't have any plan because I wasn't planning for this segment. We talk to you. I get your thoughts. I get my thoughts. And then we go around and we hear from the listener. We're very inclusive here on Naked Chris. We like to hear what the listener wants to say, too.
All right. So just so we're clear, you get our thoughts, we get your thoughts, and then we get the listener's thoughts.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We're inclusive here.
Can you speak louder into the mic so I can have the bed playing at the same time? I don't know. Your mic's low.
Yeah. Let me raise that thing, man. I'm a team player. How's that? Are we better?
No, just scream the entire segment.
The first topic is, do I really have to explain to you what I was doing there with the Pudge Rodriguez play at the plate?
You gotta be louder.
I mean, this is...
The Pudge Rodriguez play at the plate, do you really need to explain it? Dan was looking for sensuality, sexuality. Did I say that right? You were giving a moment where a guy just, there was a hand with a ball in it, and he stuck it up to show everyone that he held on to the ball so everyone knew that the player at the plate was out. It's not exactly apples to apples. Let's be honest here.
I just feel like you guys are missing on the key visual here that I'm trying to emphasize. And, we can move forward. We don't want to be too graphic.
Okay.
I don't really have any Naked Chris topics, but I do like the music underneath.
So you have no sports questions today?
You have
today?
To go around, though, and then you have to wait and ask the audience, and then we wait.
Right.
The question that you asked so far was, did you get what I was doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'll take over for a second. Stugatz, did you get what Chris was doing?
No, I did not. I have to be honest. I'll support anything that Chris does. I'll support anything that anyone does on this show. I'll try to be on their side because we're all trying to gang up against Dan. But no, I did not understand. And so, I wanted to understand, but I didn't understand. And if I said I understood during the show, I was lying and I was faking because that's what I do on the show.
It's as if he was holding a scrotum.
Oh, God.
Now I understand.
Not what I was thinking you were doing.
Mm.
Were you doing that, or did you just decide that after? Is there another topic?
Nope. How's this post show going so far?
Poorly.
You know how I view this is Dan kind of said, let's do Naked Chris and toss
Seriously.
The grenade and walked out.
Yeah, walked out.
All I was making the joke was that since the Heat won last night, I'm not wearing pants today. And then Dan turned it into the Naked Chris segment, and I don't have Naked Chris topics prepared.
You didn't even do your setup with the floor being icky.
I just feel like this is Dan's fault, though.
It is.
Oh my God.
On a rhythm.
Call that a rhythm?
Anyway, how'd you feel about the show today, boys? How'd we feel about it?
Loved the show. Guys, did you like the show? Because it's been a minute since we've had a Rejoice in South Florida Sports, we're the best, everyone hates us, and we love that they hate us type show. Man, the good old days are back. It's Heat Celtics. Get ready.
Yeah. You guys enjoy it? I think Kendrick Perkins should be a daily guest, by the way. I think we got to bring him on for the remainder of this run.
The timing was weird with him.
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you guys feel like? I was feeling the same exact thing that Mike was saying early in the show. Like, last night felt like the real playoffs. Like, Stugatz, I know you've been talking about how these don't feel like the playoffs. I did not notice for one second last night that there weren't real fans. Like, I was as invested in that game last night as any game in Heat history.
I get it. It was an exciting game. It was a fun game. I enjoyed it myself. What I'm saying is we're never going to know. There's no way to answer this question, which is the beauty of the question, right? We'll never know if the Heat would be there had they been playing in front of fans. Would they have beaten Milwaukee? We have no idea if the Nuggets would be there, if the Clippers would be eliminated. We don't know. And the worst thing that can happen for Heat fans, and Chris, you brought this up earlier, is if, God forbid, it's a Heat-Nuggets finals. Like, weird things are happening inside the bubble where Jamal Murray has become one of the five best basketball players in the world. That has to make you scratch your head a little bit. Like, are these real games or are they exhibition games? I don't know.
My actual, like, basketball guess as to what you're seeing is you had what was longer than the NBA offseason in terms of the suspension of play.
Right.
And year over year, you see players make leaps. You've seen leaps with Jason Tatum year over year. You've seen leaps with Bam Adebayo year over year.
This was his leap year, Murray?
This was a leap that Jamal Murray would have taken. If it happened during a traditional offseason, we'd just say, oh, that's who Jamal Murray has grown into being. But since we still have the context of this being an extension of a season we have already witnessed, it's catching us by surprise.
But you would agree that you want if you're a Heat fan, you want the Lakers in the finals, so this thing feels legit. So if anyone tries in the future to say, hey, it was the bubble, things were wacky, it was Heat and Nuggets, Jamal Murray was the best player in the league for a month, you want it to be the Lakers, therefore no one could ever throw that in your face.
Yeah, I mean, look, keep in mind that the Miami Heat are a 5 seed. They haven't had home court advantage in any of the series that they've entered to, and that's a lot to ask, but they are, and we'll see what happens with this series. So far, they've dusted their opponents, dusted to the point that you can't really say, wow, man, if that game were in Milwaukee, like I
get it.
I think that the way that they're winning these games and the total of games that they're doing it thus far should help that argument. But if the Nuggets make it, that certainly boosts the argument. It certainly does.
Chris, if this was a traditional playoff run, do you think the Heat would be, at this point, Eastern Conference Finals with a single loss? I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, just think about it from that standpoint.
That part is hard. Like, I would think that they would have lost a couple road games here. These series might have gone deeper, but this Heat, I don't know, man. I'm a Heat fan.
I want to minimize what happened last night.
I think the Heat would be doing this.
Right.
But okay. I get your point, and I get why people would say this is weird.
I will say, in terms of the Nuggets, because I'm sure there's some Nuggets fans that are really upset with my take. Whoa, the Nuggets being in the finals gives credence to this, but not the Heat. Here's where it's different. The Miami Heat have dusted their opponents, as I've mentioned. The Nuggets have fought back from the brink of elimination twice now,
yes,
winning games that would have been on the road, that would have been elimination games. And you see those stats every time a team faces elimination on the road. It's very difficult to do. Could they have done it under a normal circumstance? Of course they could have, but the math doesn't favor it. They're doing something right now that we've never seen before.
But Mike, conversely, I would say the same thing to Nugget fans. You want the Celtics in the NBA Finals. Therefore, it doesn't feel as much of a fluke as it would if it were the Heat. Because the Celtics were a team in a traditional playoff format, the Celtics were a team that a lot of people thought might go to the NBA
Finals. If the Nuggets somehow pull off an upset over the Lakers, that means the Nuggets would have gone through Kawhi and the Clippers and LeBron and the Lakers, LeBron and Anthony Davis and the Lakers. Those are the best teams. Those are the best teams. And yes, while it's a neutral floor and you don't have to travel there, they're also not traveling to you. Hell, they would have more games on their home floor either way.
Yep.
So I think you have to give credit to the fact that they're beating these teams.
That's fair. I don't want to minimize what happened last night because it was a great game and it was a great moment, almost usurped by another great moment. Tatum, if he gets up off the floor and hits that three, I'm not certain we're talking about the block today. So, Chris, I don't want to minimize what a great game it was. It just... there's something a little bit different. I think we all know that.
What a wacky year for Jamal Murray.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I remember what it got off to.
Just left that phrasing. Sitting there, didn't you?
Phrasing. I was actually thinking about that last night.
Very up and down year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mostly ups lately. Murray!